Despite record rainfall washing pollution and debris into the Chesapeake Bay last year, the bay's health continues to improve. That's according to the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science, which released its annual Bay Report Card yesterday. WYPR's Joel McCord reports that the bay's score decreased last year from its 2017 level, but still maintain an overall C grade, a sign of resilience in the nation's largest estuary.
It's been 35 years since scientists began seriously monitoring the qualities of Chesapeake Bay. And it was only 4 years ago that they began seeing encouraging signs, says Bill Dennison. He's the vice president of the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science. Then came the deluge last year, almost twice as much rain as normal. And that washed all manner of sediments and nutrients into the bay and its tributaries, turning the water cloudy and filled with algae.
And it could have been a disaster for the bay. We've had this happen before, and it has been a disaster. The good news is it took a dip, but it was not a crash.
Dennison said in a news conference at the Columbus Center downtown that there have been previous years of heavy rainfall, 2003 and 2011, in which the health of the bay took a sharp downturn. But this time, it was only a dip.
We think that that's part of the story, that this bay is showing some resilience. We've talked about it in the previous couple of report cards. The resilience that we're seeing with the aquatic grasses in the bay in particular is cause for some celebration.
But while that's a cause for some celebration, he and other scientists said, it's also a sign that state, federal, and local governments need to do more to get from a C to an A. I'm Joel McCord in downtown Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.